Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome you to Reflection on this third Sunday of Easter, Year B. Our readings today come from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 to 19, Psalm 4, the first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36b to 48. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come bringing the baggage that we have carried with us for most of our lives. We have come bringing our concerns and our worries and the questions for which we still have no answer. We have come with frustrations and emptiness that cripple our lives and encompass our days. We come bringing all that we have and all that we are into the presence of the One who is the bread of life, that as we adore You, You may bring healing to us and glory to Him. Amen. Lord, we journey together as those two disciples did on the Emmaus Road. We journey from faith to faith, weighed down with our questions, our uncertainties, and our not knowing, just longing for certainty, needing hope. Lord, we journey together, and You come and share our journey, because You are the answer to all our questions, the solution to all our uncertainties, and the way through to beginning again. Lord, our worship is part of the journey. May our worship be the moment when each member brings a new journey to You and with You, a journey from time to eternity. In Christ's name, Amen.
Crucified with Christ, now we share.
Today we pray the collect for the third Sunday of Easter, and that will be followed by the Mother's Union prayer, as the Mother's Union celebrates Provincial Sunday, and then we will end with our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Mother's Union Prayer. Loving God, we thank you for your love so freely given to us all. We pray for families around the world. Bless the work of the Mother's Union as we seek to share your love through the encouragement, strengthening, and support of marriage and family life. Empowered by your Spirit, may we be united in prayer and worship, and in love and service reach out as your hands across the world through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, What's in a Name? What's in a Name? It was the playwright William Shakespeare in Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 2, said, What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. In other words, the name does not matter. It is the character of the person that matters. In another play, Othello, Act 3, Scene 3, Shakespeare presents a different view. He writes, Good name in man and woman is the immediate jewel of their souls. Who steals my purse steals trash. 'Tis something, nothing. 'Twas mine, 'tis his, and has been slave to thousands. But he who would fleece from me my good name robs me of that which not enriches him and makes me poor indeed. What's in a name? Names are a valuable source of information. They can indicate gender, birthplace, nationality, religion, and position within a family or society. Different cultures have unique ways of naming their children. In some parts of the world, a person's name reflects the circumstances under which they were born, the day of the week, or their position in the family. In some places, children are given the name of their grandparents. In the Caribbean, many children are given the names of saints whose feast is celebrated near the day of their birth. In recent times, many children have been given a name which is a combination of part of the name of each parent. What's in a name? In the Bible, there are significant naming stories. After Jacob reconciled with Esau. God appeared to Jacob and blessed him. God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. No longer shall you be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So he was called Israel. Genesis chapter 26, verse 10. God promised Israel that a company of nations shall come forth from him, and kings shall spring from him. In another instance, the baby found by Pharaoh's daughter in a basket on the river Nile was called by her Moses, because she said, "I drew him out of the water." Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20, Hannah, who was said to be barren, named her son Samuel, for she said, "I have asked the Lord for him." In the New Testament, the angel Gabriel told Zechariah the priest that his wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verses 13 to 15. There is also the story of the naming of Jesus. In Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33, the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." In the Gospel of Matthew, Joseph is told by the angel, as he contemplated what he would do, having discovered that Mary, to whom he was engaged, was with child, the angel told Joseph, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 27. Jesus, he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Jesus, he will save his people from their sins. St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, invites us to let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. God has put all things in subjection under King Jesus. He is our Lord and King. We must bend the knee of our hearts and subject our will to His most gracious will. Jesus, in love, has given us the gift of His Holy Spirit to enable us to determine His will for us and to have the power, love, and self-discipline to do it. As disciples of Christ, as Easter people, people of light, goodness, and life, new life, we are to confess, proclaim, and convince others that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 6 to 8, Peter said to the man who was lame from birth, who was sitting at the temple gate begging for alms. Peter said to him, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And Luke says, "And he took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood up and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God." The well-known hymn writer, John Newton, a slave trader converted to Christianity, penned these words: "How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest." What does the name of Jesus mean to us? Do we call the name of Jesus in praise and thanksgiving? Do we speak His name with reverence when reverence is required? Do we speak His name with power when power is required? Do we acknowledge that through Jesus we have become God's children? As God's children, God Jesus is our brother, and we are therefore to reflect His teaching in our lives to enable us to be recognized as God's children. Jesus invites us to love one another as He loved us. He loved by the power of the Holy Spirit, and His love enabled Him to forgive. His love enabled Him to heal broken relationships. His love enabled Him to change people's lives and bring them into a right relationship with God and each other. In His name, we should be striving to do the same. St. Paul reminds us that Jesus left us a ministry of reconciliation. Are we, by the power of the Holy Spirit, exercising our ministry of reconciliation, making disciples for Christ, teaching the good news by word and deed, forgiving others as we have been forgiven? Are we being imitators of Christ? For this is what Jesus desires of us. When we pray in his name, are we praying as he would pray? Father, not my will, but yours be done. What's in a name? The hymn writer Audrey Murr responds, his name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. He is the Great Shepherd, the Rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, preaching good tidings to the poor, proclaiming release to the captives, setting at liberty them that are bound, we adore you. Jesus, friend of the poor, feeder of the hungry, healer of the sick, we adore you. Jesus, denouncing the oppressor, instructing the simple, going about doing good, we adore you. Jesus, teacher of patience, pattern of gentleness, prophet of the kingdom of heaven, we adore you. Amen. Blessed is he who in his love stooped to redeem humankind. Blessed be the King who made himself poor to enrich the needy. Blessed be he who came to fulfill the types and emblems of the prophets. Blessed be he who made creation rejoice with the wealth and treasure of his Father. Blessed be he whose glory the dumb sang with Hosanna. Blessed be he to whom little children sang new glory in hymns of praise. Blessed be the new King who came that newborn babies might glorify him. Blessed be he unto whom children brought flattering songs to praise him among his disciples. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Jesus, from all eternity, you are pleased to give yourself to us in love, and you planted within us a deep spiritual desire that can only be satisfied by yourself. We may go from here to the other ends of the world, from one country to another, from riches to greater riches, from pleasure to pleasure, and still we shall not be content. All the world cannot satisfy the immortal soul. It would be like trying to feed a starving man with a single grain of wheat. We can only be satisfied by setting our hearts, imperfect as they are, on you. We are made to love you, You created us as your lovers. It sometimes happens that the more we know a neighbor, the less we love him. But with you, it is quite the opposite. The more we know you, the more we love you. Knowledge of you kindles such a fire in our souls that we have no energy left for worldly desires. Our Jesus, how good it is to love you. Let us be like your disciples on the holy mountain, seeing nothing else but you. Let us be like your bosom friends, neither of whom can ever bear to offend you. Let us be truly your brothers and sisters. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in that service we pray, O God, that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Christ is risen. The world below lies desolate. Christ is risen. The spirits of evil are fallen. Christ is risen. The angels of God are rejoicing. Christ is risen. The tombs of the dead are empty. Christ is risen indeed from the dead, the first of the sleepers. Glory and power are his forever and ever. Amen. And may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, to the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today and always. Amen. Do have a very spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Follow the regulations and be safe. God bless.